Jesse Allen catching up with Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Arlen, as we take a look at the grain trade, we are down sharply, almost looking like we're losing most of what we had yesterday in gains. Talk about what you are seeing here. Is it just profit taking? What's going on in the market trade?
It's the unusual. Well, I don't know about unusual, but what we're really looking at is the new era of trading in the commodity sector, where money flows all in the same direction, it seems. And what happened yesterday was more on money flow moving into the commodities, and today it's down, with both crude oil and soy oil down roughly 3%. We're seeing widespread selling in the commodity sector. It's hard to find a commodity that isn't under pressure in this day and age, when algo traders, or these computers that are programmed to trade momentum indicators on a second-by-second basis, that's really amplifying the move. So as of yesterday, we saw big gains. Today, we've taken those gains away as if they never happened.
Looking as well at weekly export sales, they were pretty strong for corn and soybeans. Was that what you expected here when we got those numbers this morning?
It's a little bit stronger than what I anticipated, particularly with the poor demand that we're seeing for feed in China. It was very encouraging to see them come in and be big buyers of soybeans. Sales in the week ending October 14th totaled 105.8 million bushels of soybeans. And if we look at the portion of that that went to China, that was at 69.2 million bushels. So they were very aggressive buyers of soybeans last week. Very encouraging overall. Corn sales were solid, as well as were Milo sales. Wheat sales disappointing outside of hard red winter wheat sales overall, but certainly enjoyed seeing the strong demand at harvest time now for the feed grains.
Over in livestock today, we're a little lower in live cattle and under pressure in hogs. I know live cattle, speaking of export sales, marketing year low on the beef side. Talk about that a little bit and what you're seeing in livestock today.
Yeah, some disappointing export demand there, and that kind of set the tone. I mean, we were negative for the commodities anyway, and that just added to it. The biggest weakness we're seeing today is in the hog market, where we're seeing a big sharp drop yesterday in product prices. So that's weighing overall on the crush margins for hogs. Cattle trying to hang in there. We've kind of established this week's cash cattle trade at steady with last week. We still have some more part of the show list to clean up yet this week, so we could see some more movement on that. But overall, the livestock complex getting caught up in the selling that we're seeing in the outside markets.
That's Comments with Arlen Suderman of Stone X coming up this afternoon. We'll talk with Brian Doherty from Total Farm Marketing and get a recap of our market trade here for the day today. It's been our Market Talk Midday Commentary for Thursday, October 21st. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.